次爱的是一位同情。
Maybe he is a God who is very compassionate.
也许他是一位同情的神。
Perhaps you've experienced God as someone who has done a physical healing in your life, or someone you know.
也许神医治了一位你在你的生活中你知道的一位人，一个人。
Sometimes God is a God who corrects us and disciplines us.
有时候神会指正我们，会管教我们。
And so you might write about those things, about God's correction, or God is the one who disciplines, who sets us on the right track.
也许你会写神会指神是那位指正我们、管教我们的神。
But this God, the perspective that the writer has here is he gives three things.
在这里作者给了我们三个方面，有关神的三个方面。
He says God is his refuge, strength, and his help.
他写的神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们的帮助。
And so this isn't everything to know about God, but these are three important things that the writer picks to start this psalm with.
这个作者选择了这三个方面开始这个诗篇。
So the first one is that God is a refuge. God is our refuge.
第一点是神是我们的避难所。
And God is that means that God is a place of safety and security, a place where we can find shelter.
这里说神是我一个是一个安全，是一个保险，一个避难的地方。
And so when he was writing, when the writer was writing about this, the idea of refuge is very important in the mind of the nation of Israel.
当作者写的时候，这个避难所对以色列人来说是非常有意义的。
Because the Bible set out six cities of refuge.
因为圣经给了我们六个避难的城市。
Where you could go if you had somehow accidentally killed someone, you could run to these cities of refuge.
如果你不小心杀了人，你可以跑到那个避难的城市。
And you would be safe in those cities. They provided you a safe place.
你在那里是比较安全的，因为那里是安全。
And eventually there would be a trial. But until that point of the trial, you would be safe in those cities.
直到审判那里，你在那里是安全的。
And then if you, even if you were found innocent, you might fear to go back into your community because the neighbors or the families may take it out on you.
即使你是那个没有罪的，可能你也会害怕回到你的社区去，因为你不想别人会离开你。
But you could stay in these cities of refuge and be safe.
你可以一直在那个避难城里住下去，因为那里是安全的。
And so we don't know exactly how these cities worked in practice.
我不知道这个具体是怎样运作的。
But the nation of Israel knew these cities were cities of refuge, a place of safety.
但是以色列人知道那个避难城是安全的，对他们来说。
And so when the psalmist says that God is our refuge, this is the sort of idea that the people would have. God is a place where you can go and be safe.
这个诗篇告诉我们神是避难所，就是说神是一个比较安全的地方，我们可以到他那里去。
But it's a place where you could go and be safe from the troubles that you may be experiencing in life.
当你在生活中有麻烦的时候，你可以到那个避难城去。
And so God, when you think about God, he's not a physical place that we go to.
当你思想神的时候，他并不是一个那个具体的地方你可以去。
But he is someone we can go to when we find ourselves in times of trouble.
当我们在患难的时候，我们可以到他面前。
And God's power is over all of our troubles.
神的大能是超过我们所有的苦难。
Our troubles don't overwhelm us, but God is with us in those difficult situations we might find ourselves in.
我们的苦难不会战胜我们，因为神是与我们同在的。
And then he says that God is our strength.
神是我们的力量。
God gives us that strength to face the troubles that we may have.
当我们面对苦难的时候，神给我们那个力量。
Sometimes we don't even feel like we can face the troubles, let alone overcome them.
有时候我们都会想，我们不会面对这些，不会面对这些苦难，让他们自己去解决吧。
When we face challenges in life, sometimes we feel like we cannot deal with them.
当我们面对挑战的时候，我们感觉我们不能做什么。
And so we need someone to come and help us. God is that strength.
我们需要有人来帮助我们，神就是那一位。
And then he says that God is his help.
神是我们的帮助。
There it is again. God is helping us.
神是帮助我们的。
And we don't know how God is going to help us.
我们不知道神会怎样帮助我们。
He may simply walk alongside us in times of trouble.
在我们患难中，神可能会和我们一起走过。
He may help us in finding a way out from the troubles that we're experiencing.
他可能帮助我们走出那个苦难。
But in all of this, we know that God is in charge.
总的来说，我们知道神是掌控一切的。
We know that God has the power over all of our troubles, all of our difficulties that we face in life.
我们知道神的大能是超过我们所有的麻烦，所有的困难。
And so the psalmist starts this psalm in verse 1 with that reassurance that God is in charge, God is there with us, and God is helping us.
从46篇第一节，我们可以看到是在我们的困难当中，神总是在那里。
Because whatever problems we may be facing, God is there.
不管我们遇到什么样的困难，神总是在那里。
If we're facing physical illness and sickness,
如果我们面对的是病痛。
If we're facing problems in our families,
我们有家庭的矛盾。
And problems in our workplace with our coworkers,
工作中和同事之间的问题。
Whatever it might be, God is there to help.
不管是什么样的问题，神总是在那里。
And he is welcoming us to him.
他欢迎我们到他那里去。
So that he can be our refuge, our strength, and our help.
所以他可以是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们的帮助。
And so he goes on in verse 2 and 3 to explain a little bit more about what this means for God to be our refuge, our strength, and our help.
从第二节、第三节，他再来解释，就是为什么神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们的帮助。
He says we will not fear.
他说我们不会害怕。
We don't have to fear because of the troubles that we're having and the difficulties that come our way.
我们不需要担心我们生活中的困难。
Because God is there to help us, we don't have to fear the difficulties, the challenges that we may face.
因为神总是在那里，所以我们不需要担心我们面对的苦难。
And in verse 2 and 3, he describes some natural disasters.
在第二节、第三节，他描述了一些自然的灾害。
He talks about the earth giving way.
谈论了那个地会改变。
Or mountains falling in the sea.
山会摇动到海心。
Or the waters of the sea roaring and foaming.
水会那个喷红翻腾。
He talks about earthquakes.
地震。
In all of those things, we don't have to fear because even though those things are happening, God is there for us.
我们不需要，即使有这么多问题，我们也不需要害怕，因为知道神总是在那里和我们在一起。
And so in the small things in life, sometimes, we need to have that same kind of attitude.
一些小的事情也是一样，我们要有同样的态度。
So maybe the things going on in our life are not huge things like big storms and earthquakes and great disasters.
在我们生活中，可能我们不会有那些什么地震啊，大的灾难啊。
But I'm sure all of us are facing one kind of problem, one kind of difficulty in our lives today, right now.
但是我想我们每个人我们当中肯定每个人都会有一些问题或者困难。
And maybe it's just more smaller things.
可能会是一些小的问题。
Maybe your car didn't start this morning. Your car didn't start.
也许是你今天早晨你的车没有发动起来。
And so you're sitting here thinking, what am I going to do?
你坐在这里可能会想，我该怎么做呢？
And it's not a great natural disaster.
不是一个自然的灾害。
But it's a problem that weighs on our lives.
但是我们生活中面临的问题。
And God is there and he wants to help us even in those things.
神在那里想帮助我们，即使在那些小的问题上。
But sometimes we don't like to have help. Sometimes we just want to do it ourselves.
但是有时候我们不想要帮助，只是想自己来解决。
And we want to be independent. We want to be self-sufficient.
我们想独立，想自己来满足自己所有的需求。
And so we don't want to go to God for help.
我们不想到神那里寻求帮助。
And we say, I'm just going to figure this out by myself.
想自己来解决它。
But the psalmist reminds us that God is there to help us.
但是这诗篇提醒我们，神总是在那里帮助我们。
And you know, in all of this thinking about the troubles and difficulties we may face, we realize that God doesn't promise us a trouble-free life.
面对这所有的苦难，我们可以知道神没有允许我们一个没有苦难的生活。
But what we see is that God is with us in those times.
我们看到的是神总是和我们在一起，在那些苦难的时候。
And so in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 43 verse 2.
以赛亚书43章第二节。
The prophet Isaiah gives us a thought about this.
那个先知以赛亚给了我们一些关于这个的想法。
He says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze."
你从水中经过，我必与你同在。你趟过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。
What we see him saying is that not that God will take us out of those situations, but God will be with us and walk with us through those situations.
我们看到神不会把我们从那个苦难中解救出来，但是神会和我们一起度过那个难关。
When we pass through the waters, God will be with us.
当我们经过那个水的时候，神会与我们同在。
And he will keep us, but we will have to pass through those things.
他会和我们在一起，我们会经过，我们会通过那些困难。
He says, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, but you have to walk through that fire.
当你经过火的时候，那个你不会被烧，但是你会通过。
And so this is what the psalmist is reminding us, that even though these things are happening, God is with us.
诗篇再一次提醒我们，不管发生什么事，神总是与我们同在。
And then in verses 4 and 5, he gives us a picture of hope.
第四节和第五节，神给了我们一幅那个希望的图画。
And he talks about this city of God.
他讨论那个神的城市。
It's a place where God is dwelling, a place where God lives.
那个地方是神居住的地方。
And this is a place that will last, and that God will be there and be the help of that city.
那个城不会动摇，神会在那里。
So God is there, she will not fall, the city will not fall.
神在那里，那个城市不会动摇。
And so this is a picture of hope.
这是希望，一幅希望的图画面。
And it's coming because God has the power over this city.
会来的，因为神有那个权柄超过那个城市。
It's a picture of hope that nourishes us and helps us.
是那个希望的城，是一个希望的画面。
And for the Israelites who would have been reading this, it would have been referring to Jerusalem, but God gives us a little bit different picture of this city.
对以色列人来说，他们可能想到耶路撒冷，但是神会给了我们另一幅图画画面。
God gives us a picture in the book at the end of the book of Revelation of this city of God.
神给了我们一幅在那个启示录最后神给我们的那幅画面。
And that's in Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 to 5.
那是启示录的二十二章一到五节。
And he gives us a picture of hope here.
给了我们一幅，那是一幅希望的画面。
He says in Revelation 22, verses 1 to 5, and listen to this, listen to the hope that's here. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. There will be no need for the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
启示录二十二章一到五节，天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民，以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要作王直到永永远远。
God gives us this picture of hope.
神给了我们希望的。
That this is something to, that we are looking forward to in the future. This city of God that will have this, that will restore us and keep us.
这是我们期待的一幅画面，神会帮会与我们同在。
But then he moves on in this picture of hope. He talks about the nations in verse 6, the nations being in uproar, kingdoms falling.
讲那个四十六章第六节，那个外邦喧嚷，列国动摇。
But he lifts his voice. God lifts his voice, and the earth melts.
当神发声的时候，地就融化。
So this same God that provides the life and the hope and the safety also has that power and authority.
那个给我们提供生命，那个给我们帮助的神，也有这样的权柄。
And he brings judgment.
他也带来了审判。
And that's when he lifts his voice and the earth melts. It's a picture of judgment, which we also find in the book of Revelation.
那个审判的图画，在那个启示录中也可以看到。
We see a picture of in the book of Revelation of God coming in judgment to judge the world.
在启示录中，我们看到了神来审判这个世界的画面。
And he's coming in judgment with authority and power.
带着能力和权柄来审判的。
And that one who's judging is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是那一位审判者。
And he's going to judge the whole world.
他会来审判整个世界。
And the Bible tells us that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess at some point that Jesus is Lord.
圣经告诉我们，每一个膝盖都会屈膝，每一个人都会屈膝，都会歌颂神。
And so he comes in that kind of power.
他会带着那个能力来。
And then he says in verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress.
第七节说，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
And the psalmist has no doubt about who God is, or who he is, which side he is on.
作者不会对那个神在哪里，或者神会做什么，不会怀疑。
So the psalmist goes back to the idea of telling us about who God is, that God is with us.
诗篇又告诉我们神在哪里，神是谁。
And then in verses 8 to 10, the psalmist raises a question again, who is this God?
从第八节到第十节有一个问题，就是谁是这位神。
We cannot see God.
我们不能看见神。
But we can come, he invites us in verse 8 to come and see what God has done.
但是我们被邀请来看神的作为。
Because we can't see God.
因为我们不能看到神。
God is, in this sense, God is like the wind. We can't see it, but we can see its effect. We can see the trees move.
我们虽然不能看到神，但是我们可以看到，就是说这个事实像那个树在摇动。
And if the wind blows with enough power, we can see the damage it does, but we cannot see the wind itself.
我们不能看到风，但是我们可以看到风，会带来一些损害。
And so the psalmist here invites us to come and see what the Lord has done, and by that we will see something about God.
诗人在这里邀请我们来看神的作为，来看他是什么样的神。
And he says that God brings desolations on the earth.
神会带来那个毁灭。
He makes wars to stop.
他让战争止息。
He defeats the tools of warfare.
他可以折弓断枪。
It says in verse 9, he breaks the bow and shatters the spear.
对，他可以折弓断枪，把那个军事的那种军事武器都毁掉。
So we see that God has power even over all those things that we think of as having authority in this world, the military might.
神的大能会超越一切，甚至会超越那个军事的能力。
And so in all of that,
在所有的
in all of that discussion about who God is,
在所有的讨论中，神谁是神
？About the power of God.
神的大能。
God speaks.
神说话。
And so in all of this, you see what's the beginning part of this. It's all been the psalmist has been speaking how he feels about God, what he sees God doing.
这些都是那个诗人怎么认为神，他看到神都做了些什么。
And then he says, God says.
他就开始说，上帝说。
So think about all that the psalmist has said up to this point.
想一下那个诗人是怎样，就是说，写的。
How God is our refuge, our strength.
神是怎么是是是因为什么样的那个我们避难所？
How God has power, authority over all the world and all over all the military might of the world.
神的大能和权柄超过世界所有的一切。
And then that same God comes and speaks to his people.
这位同样的神来和他的子民说话。
And look at what he says.
听他是怎样说的。
He says, "Be still and know that I am God."
你们要休息，知道我是神。
And so this really stands out to us. This is what we need to listen to here.
这真的是突出出来，让我们来听。
He says, "Be still and know who I am."
你们有休息，知道我是谁。
And he has to say that because in our busyness of life, we often can't be still and know that he is God because we're so busy doing other things.
在我们的忙碌的生活中，我们通常不会。
And so even this morning, as we just before we took the Lord's table, we took a minute or two just to be still and quiet.
就像今天早晨我们在吃这个圣餐的时候，我们是在这之前是我们是安静下来，有大一分钟的时间。
But we don't do that very often because we're so busy.
我们不经常这样做，因为我们非常忙。
And yet this God of power and authority is telling us to be still.And know that He is God.
这位大能和权柄的神告诉我们要安静下来。
And Jesus used similar language.
主耶稣用同样的语言。
Jesus was in the boat with his disciples, and a storm came up.
耶稣和他的门徒在船上的时候，那个风暴来了。
And Jesus gets up and he tells the wind and the storm, "Quiet, be still."
耶稣站起来对风和海浪说，安静了吧，住了吧。
So that's God's message for us, is to be still and know that He is God, that He has authority. He will be exalted over all the earth.
这是神的信息，对我们的信息，要安静下来，知道他是神。
And then the psalmist finishes just by saying, the Lord Almighty is with us.
最后这个诗篇就是以神是与我们同在结束。
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
雅各的神是我们的避难所。
And so in our busyness, what we need to do is to try and stop. Take some time and be still and know that He is God.
在我们忙碌的时候，我们要拿出时间来安静在神面前，知道他是神。
Because we often try and do things without God.
我们通常都是做不通过神做所有的事情。
And so God's voice comes to us with His power and authority telling us to be still.
神带着大能和权柄的话语对我们说要安静下来。
And so instead of elevating our lives with busyness and to make us look important, God says, be still, be quiet.
所以代替我们能可以安静下来，在神面前安静下来，聆听神，知道他是我们的神。
And so that's his message for us today. It's just to be still and know that he is God.
知道这是今天的信息，要知道要安静下来，知道他是神。
And see if you can take time, even every day this week, just take a few minutes, a minute or two or three or five, just to be still and think about God.
试着在这个星期每天都拿出几分钟的时间，在神面前安静下来，知道他是神。
Because very simply, that's what God wants us to be doing.
那是神想让我们所做的。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here with us.
亲爱的天父，感谢您在这里和我们同在。
And we thank you that you have given us your word.
感谢您给我们赐给我们你的话语。
And help us to listen to your word.
帮助我们来听您的话。
Help us to be still and know that you are God.
帮助我们安静下来，知道您是神。
We ask that you help us to put aside our busyness and just to be still.
帮助我们把我们的事情放在一边，安静下来。
We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣的名。
Amen.